It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends. How are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and feed it right along.
Howdy there, good friends and neighbors. This is your old friend Chick Martin announcing another transcribed checkerboard time, sent to you with the best wishes of your own friendly Purina dealer. It's his way of reminding you to look for the store with the red and white checkerboard sign when you want advice or information about cows, hogs, or poultry, and to remember to see the difference Purina makes. Well, sir, in addition to our usual songs and music, I know you'll be glad to hear that Mr. C.S. Johnson, head of the entire poultry division of Purina Mills, is with us again today for another of his helpful poultry chats. So with all that on the docket ahead of us, I reckon we'd better get things rolling along right quick. And here the checkerboard four, the checkerboard band, to start the rolling with an old favorite Stephen Foster tune, De Glen De Burke.
De Glen De Burke is a mighty fast boat
with a mighty fast captain, too.
He sits up there on a hurricane deck
and he keeps his eye on the crew.
I can't stay here, but I work too hard. I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and throw them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down. Oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and throw them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down. The Glen De Burke has a funny old crew,
and they sing the boatman's song.
They burn the pitch and the pine knot too,
but they shove the boat along.
The smoke goes up and the engine roars and the wheel goes round and round. So fare you well, gonna take a little ride when the Glen De Burke comes down. Oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and throw them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down.
A grand old tune, boys, and just as good today as it was way back when Stephen Foster first wrote it.
Hello, Chick.
Hello there, Nancy Lou. Say, both Mr. Johnson and I have been looking for you. He has a special request he wants me to make for him.
Well, I'm always glad to answer his request, Chick. That is, if I know the songs.
Yeah, this one I'm sure you, as well as most everybody else, knows. Missouri Waltz.
Hush, by my baby, slumber time is coming soon. Rest your head upon my breast while Mammy hums a tune. The Sandman is calling where shadows are falling while the soft breezes sigh as in days long gone by. Down in Missouri, where I heard this melody when I was a pickaninny on my mammy's knee. The darkies were humming, their banjos were strumming so sweet.
Many thanks, Nancy Lou, and we let that serve as a musical introduction for a certain gentleman from Missouri, Mr. C.S. Johnson, head of the entire poultry division of Purina Mills. I've asked Mr. Johnson to answer a question which poultry raisers frequently ask me. The question is this: is it harmful or is it desirable to crowd growing pullets for early egg production? Mr. Johnson, what's your slant on this question?
A few years ago, there was a feeling that if pullets were crowded for early egg production, it was harmful to them, and they didn't develop into as good producers as when they were allowed to grow leisurely and come into production at a later date. Today, however, with improved breeding, this picture is entirely changed. Rather than give an opinion of my own on this, let me quote a statement made recently by Dr. H.J. Smith, Director of Research at Purina Mills. Dr. Smith has supervised the growing of hundreds of thousands of pullets during the past 20 years, and certainly is in a position to speak with authority on this subject. He says, and I quote, "Progress in breeding has shortened the period necessary for a pullet to arrive at egg-laying maturity. That means breeders have done much to shorten the period of waiting before egg production begins. It is our responsibility as specialists in nutrition to build rations that will help shorten the period necessary for physical maturity. If pullets achieve physical maturity earlier, they are then ready to capitalize on their inherited ability to lay eggs.
In other words, Mr. Johnson, the breeding or inheritance behind the pullet sets the time at which they can first begin laying. And then it's up to the poultry raiser to see that the pullet is properly grown and developed so its body is matured when that laying date is reached.
That's right, Chick. There is nothing we can do as poultry raisers to make that egg-laying date any earlier because it has already been determined by breeding. But if we don't grow and develop a pullet properly, that pullet won't begin to lay as early as our breeding intended for to lay.
Mr. Johnson, what do some of the other poultry authorities say about this subject of fast growth and early maturity of pullets?
Professor Kempster of the University of Missouri in Bulletin Number 78 says, the shorter the time required to bring pullets into laying, the higher the records they make. In the magazine Poultry Science, Heuser and Norris of Cornell University say, rapid growth obtained by feeding high protein levels does not have an adverse effect on egg production. In fact, quick growth is to be preferred to slow growth. These statements are typical of the way many of our present-day poultry authorities feel about early maturity of pullets.
Now let me ask you another question, Mr. Johnson. I've been telling our listeners that if their pullets are big and well-developed in the fall, they have a better chance of getting big eggs, which of course bring a lot more money than small eggs.
Poultry authorities will agree with you on this statement, Chick. Atwood at the West Virginia station says in Poultry Science, a poorly balanced ration fed to growing pullets reduced the live weight for first year, increased the age at which first egg was laid, materially reduced the number of eggs, reduced the average egg weight. Also in Poultry Science, we find a statement from the Iowa experiment station which reads, the weight of the egg during the first few months of laying is dependent on the size of the bird. A number of other authorities have made similar statements along this line.
In other words, Mr. Johnson, big pullets in general lay bigger eggs than small pullets. Isn't that right?
It is, Chick, providing, of course, that the pullets have the ability to lay big eggs bred into them. Most of our listeners have bought good chicks that have this inherited ability. The big thing now is to grow and develop those pullets completely so that they can begin laying at the time made possible through their breeding and lay big eggs as early as possible. As you know, big eggs are worth 8 to 10 cents more in the fall than pullet eggs. It's important to get big eggs as early as possible.
And the best way I know of to get big eggs early is to follow the Purina pullet growing plan. Friends, your Purina dealer can give you full details of this plan and help you with your pullet growing problems. See him soon, won't you? And if you happen to see the Cackle Sisters around anywhere, tell them we're ready to hear another of their cackle specialties. Oh, there you are. Well, let's hear about my Rocky Mountain sweetheart.
Down the lonely mountain trail, my mind is wandering to the little old tumble-down shack where the lonely trail is filled with bright sunshine, always waiting there to welcome me back. And when I return, you'll be waiting for me. From you I'll never more roam. By the gate you'll be yearning for my returning, by the brook in my Rocky Mountain home.
Well, Cackle Sisters, if you've got a particular hankering for Rocky Mountain sweethearts, I have a hunch both Mr. Johnson and I are going to start making tracks out that way right now. Well, it's song story time again. Although the one we picked out isn't exactly a song story, it's just a pretty old song that the checkerboard for, and I thought you might enjoy hearing again. Perhaps it does suggest a story in your own mind. Prairie Moon.
roll along, weary moon, roll along while I croon. Shine above, lamp of love, prairie moon. Way up there in the blue, maybe you're lonely too, swinging by in the sky, prairie moon.
I need your tender light to make things right. You know I'm so alone tonight, tonight.
Far away, shed your beams on the girl of my dreams. Tell her too, I've been true.
Hope you all enjoyed it. I think that's a song that all of us remember. Now, neighbors, here's something I want to be sure that all of you remember, too. And that's the real importance of giving your young pullets a good growing feed right through the summer. Now, we've discovered that the quicker you can develop your birds, the sooner they will be over that small pullet egg-laying period and be ready to lay big, high-quality eggs that demand top prices. It was to do these jobs that Purina's special growing feeds were built. See that friendly Purina dealer of yours and ask him for more information about Purina Growina, the complete growing feed, and Purina Growing Chow to be fed with your own homegrown grain. Now, gang, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some more music. What are you waiting for, anyhow?
Why, we're waiting at the gate for Katie, Chick.
Same old moon in the same old sky, same little guy at the gate. I'm in love, but I wish that I could turn my love to hate. But there's not a thing for me to do but wait for Kate. When the cows come home and the milking is through, I can always be found waiting at the gate for Katie. When the katydid does what the katydids do, I'll be hanging around waiting at the gate for Katie. There are lovesick guys of every size under every bush and tree.
70 or 80, all in love with Katie. How can Katie care for me?
Every day I say I'll be sailing away, but at sundown I'll be waiting at the gate for Katie. Hope she'll be waiting there for me. Hope she'll be waiting there for me.
Well, until checkerboard time rolls around once more with more of your favorite songs and music, this is Chick Martin saying so long, good friends and neighbors. And remember, see the difference Purina makes. Now, a few more important words from your own local announcer.